This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Listen, I know that the odds are against it, but I honestly think we might have broken the stock market. I mean, no sooner do we point out the looming fifth anniversary of the post-Lehman bull markets the other day. Good to have you with us this 22nd of January, or as we have taken to referring to it around here, the 1,780th day of the bull market. And boom, there you go. Wall Street has up and rolled over. The Dow, the S&P, all of them. And it's not just us either. Europe, Asia, it is ugly out there. So with that as a backdrop, this seems as good a time as any for four or so minutes of live radio to review the 5 days gone by. Here for our weekly wrapper, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine, John Carney from CNBC. They are in our New York studios. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, John. So first of all, deep breath, right? I mean, it's a lousy, what, couple of 4% after just an awesome run-up the past, however long it's been, right?
Well, last year was one of the most epic years in stock market history. We've been saying for a long time that we were overdue for something like a correction. Now we're getting the beginning of that. It shouldn't be very surprising to anybody, and it's no reason to panic.
Lee, you think it is the beginning of a correction, or is this just a little blurble?
I would hesitate to say correction yet because all of the indicators and fundamentals have not changed. I think one thing that happened last year, it was really singular in the lack of not only the rise, but just the lack of volatility. We kind of forgot what it was like to bounce around so much. And if you remember back into the days of 2009, 2010, 300-point swings happened all the time. And the market last year started going up, and with a few exceptions, it just didn't stop. And so, risk was suppressed, and now it's kind of back in. Maybe it's temporary. Maybe it's here to stay. We don't quite know yet.
John, that thing that Lee said, the underlying fundamentals are basically strong. You agree with that?
You know, I'm not so sure. We've been seeing, hints of slowdowns in different places. The housing market hasn't shut down, but it's slowed down. It was a little weaker than expected. Manufacturing in the U.S. is a little weaker than expected. So this could be the beginning of, signs that things aren't going to go as strong as people had hoped they would in 2014.
Lee, give me the proximate cause of this week's decline, right? We had Chinese manufacturing on Wednesday and then weak housing sales. What else? There was emerging markets. There was a bunch of stuff.
Also, in general, earnings season has really failed to kind of knock it out of the park. And I think that's got a lot of people concerned because, it's only companies can't continue to lap their earnings gains. And so that train might be slowing down a little bit on a more, non-cyclical level, I guess.
Wow, that was very technical. What does lap their earnings gains mean? That do better than previous earnings? Is that what that
yes,
means?
Yes, exactly. Sorry, I was a swimmer.
No, that's all right. That's all right. John, I heard somebody say on your network today, CNBC, that the markets are looking to sell now as opposed to having been looking to buy the past year. You buy that?
That's the sort of thing we'd like to say. I think a lot of people.
What does it mean, John? What does it mean?
Look, it means that there's a lot of people out there who were perhaps not as bullish as they should have been last year and sort of missed the boat on that, got bullish at the end of the year. And now people are, a little bit nervous. Like I said, we're overdue for a correction. You typically have corrections, every 20 months or so. We've gone a long time without a formal, big drop in the market. And so, we're going to get one at some point, and, that's the way healthy markets operate. It's no reason to panic.
All right. Quickly, Lee, on the way out, a totally different topic. Jamie Dimon, the CEO of JPMorgan Chase, got a big pay cut last year after the bank had some problems. We learned this morning he got a 75% raise. He went from $11 million to $20 million after the year that bank has had. Come on.
Well, look at it this way. This board has stood behind Jamie Dimon over and over again. If you remember when there was pressure for him to split the chairman and CEO roles. The company is doing very well. And this is what happens when companies do well. Their CEOs get rewarded. So it's hard to see that through the, Michigas is putting it mildly, of last year. But, he did work very hard.
Yeah, well, he worked very hard fending off regulators, right, John?
Right.
I mean,
Look, here's the big problem with his big raise, right? It makes a mockery of his pay cut last year because he just gets it all back the next year. This is a terrible lesson for CEOs everywhere. It's like, okay, we'll pretend to punish you 1 year, and so really all you got was a delay in your extra $10 million. So,
all right, there you go. John Carney. Yeah, no. John Carney from CNBC, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. We'll see you guys later.
Thanks, Kai.
Thanks, Kai.
All right, have a good weekend.